93.1 Jams, it's Marco and Krista. We're doing second date update. You find yourself here if you've gone out on what you describe as a wonderful date.
Right.
One that's worked out, but you're not getting a call back. You're getting blown off. You're getting left out in the dust.
Why?
Well, why is why we find out, Krista. That's why
that's
we do it. We're on this morning with Trish, though. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Hey.
How's it going?
How are y'all doing?
Good.
Good,
yeah,
how are you?
We're good. We're good. Thank you for emailing our show earlier and now being on second date update here. So you went on a great date with a guy named Robert. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Fantastic. How did you meet Robert?
Well, I met him online.
Okay.
Which was great. And we hit it off right away. We just felt this chemistry, and we talked on the phone a few times, and then we set up a time to meet up and go on a date.
All right. So everything seemed good. And then what did you guys do on your date?
Well, he came and picked me up from my house. And then we decided to go to the park for ice cream. Of course, we had dinner first. But then we wanted to really focus on just, you know, having a good time just walking and talking. Because that's the only way you can get to know one another.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Especially with the weather changing. It's nice to get out. We have been in the house for the last 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful outside.
So... Okay, so you talked a little bit, you walked, you had some dinner, you went for some ice cream. How was the date generally? Was it pretty good? Was he right there with you the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was great. I mean, we had a really good conversation. And I think we're both attracted to one another. You know, it felt good. The energy felt right.
Yeah. Did you get a little kiss at the end, or how did the date end?
Well, we did end with a hug, and I thought we were going to kiss, but... We just kissed like on the, you know, kiss on the side of the cheek, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was actually a little awkward.
Oh, yeah, because you don't really know what that means. The
old
signs are there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't like the old side cheek kiss. That's never great.
Yeah.
No, or maybe he just...
My family.
Yeah, exactly.
My family.
Maybe he just moves slow. We don't really know. Is there anything you could think of on your date that might have put him off? Like, did you guys talk politics, or were you talking sports teams or something that maybe he was like, I don't know.
No, I honestly can't think of anything at all.
And how long has it been now since you've heard from Robert?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
All right. And so have you tried to, like, text him and stuff, or how have you tried to get back in touch with him?
Well, I've texted him a few times, and I've also called him, and I haven't gotten one response.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that he would at least, you know, if someone's not interested in you, you would think they would say they were interested. But me,
sure.
I ended up worrying about him.
Oh, yeah. Like, you're sweet. Well, that's very daring to give him a call.
Yeah.
I don't think people do that these days.
Well,
yeah.
You seem like, Trish,
well,
you seem
I'm a
like...
go-getter.
Yeah.
Yeah, honey.
Yeah.
I like it.
You seem like you're in control and you know what you want. You know what I mean? That's good.
Exactly.
Go all right.
What you want in life. That's what I do.
Sure. Yeah.
Love it. All right. Don't say anything, Trish. We've got Robert's number here. We're going to call him and see if we can't get to the bottom of this, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Robert?
Yes, it is.
Robert.
Robert. Robbie.
What's up?
Woo! He's not. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you seem down, Robert. This is actually Marco and Krista. We're actually live on the radio here, so don't curse. It's 93.1 Jams.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yay.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're pulling my egg.
100% true.
Yeah.
Somebody put you on the...
Yeah.
Yes, actually.
Well, actually, we're doing a segment we do called Second Date Update, where you may have been out with somebody, and for whatever reason, a lot of times there's different reasons why you wouldn't get back with somebody, or you sort of ghost yourself.
I've heard one of these.
We try to figure out what's going on. Do you remember Trish?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You miss her, don't you?
No.
Oh,
not really.
Oh, ow.
All right. So, so basically, we just try to figure out what happened or what's on your mind with Trish.
What's on your mind? It's not.
Well, you know, honestly, the date was pretty good. I would say it was even an above average date, but when I picked her up, which is what I usually do. I'll offer to pick up. She asked me to come inside real quick, which was like, oh, okay, that's a little weird, but fine.
Yeah.
And she was like, I got to take care of something real quick. I was like, oh, okay. So I just figured she was getting ready, fixing her hair or something like that.
Right.
She's got these two guys there who had been installing some windows, and I guess they showed up late, like they were supposed to come in at 10, and they showed up at 1 that afternoon, and she's just laying into these guys about how they had wasted her time, and time is money, and she insisted on giving her money for the hours that she had to wait.
All right, so hold on a second. So she wanted money back from the windows, or she was...
The windows.
Yeah, she demanded $100 off the windows because she had to wait for them. And, you know, I get it. Like, nobody likes waiting for the cable guy or whatever, but...
Right.
I mean, these were just contractors. Like, you know, it wasn't their fault that they were late, as far as I could tell.
But, yeah.
So she was a little tough on them.
Now, was she mean or just tough? Like, hey, you're supposed to do what you said you were going to do. So, because I've sent stuff back to the kitchen if my stuff isn't right. Not meanly, but just like, hey, I asked, you know, sometimes I like my stuff well done, and sometimes it comes out red, and I'm like, hey, can you just, no big deal, can you just heat this up? Because I don't like it rare. And then they're usually like, oh, yeah, no problem. Then they go do it. So was she like that, or was she mean to him?
Yeah. She was really walking that line. Like, at one point, she was like, no, you listen to me.
Ooh, yes.
This is the way it's going to happen. And I was like, you know, I'm standing there.
Right.
And, you know, I appreciated, like, a, you know, an assertive woman, but
sure.
She seemed like a real ball buster.
A ball right. buster.
And so, now, do you think it was an act or something? Like, do you think she was kind of showing off for you, or do you think this was, like, the real feelings?
No, these guys were, they seemed scared.
Yeah,
you know?
They're crying.
Well, they just, you know, they ended up, they went along with it because I think they just wanted to get out of there.
Did they give her the $100?
Off?
Yeah.
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 They just took the check that she was going to give.
Wow.
Just as she...
I don't think they had much choice in the matter.
Oh, so she just made the check out.
Trouble with their boss later on.
She just made the check out for $100 less and just said, "Whatever, this is what you get."
What's happening?
Is that right?
Now beat it.
Wow, boy, that is kind of ballsy.
So I just kind of shrugged it off and went on a date, and you know, it was a good date. We talked about a lot of good stuff, but I just couldn't get that out of my mind.
So that for you was a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Huh. Ball breaker is a deal breaker.
Yeah, well, you want your balls.
All right, well.
I need them.
Yeah. Yeah, you do need them. All right, well, I do have to tell you, Robert, that we have Trish on the phone with us.
Yeah.
She's standing by here because she couldn't get in touch with you. And so, turns out, Trish, we found out what actually happened.
Yeah, and honestly, I think it's pretty ridiculous that...
That they came
that
late?
Bother you that much.
Oh.
Here we go.
I didn't,
back away.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you found it.
A really good time.
Yeah. Mm. So, now, is that how you normally are when somebody is supposed to do something and they don't do it? Do you really, you know, go all out?
I wouldn't say that I go all out, but, like, if someone's going to do something, I expect them to do it, and that's it.
Well, especially if you're paying for it, right? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my money. Like, I'm paying for your time. You're also wasting my time. So, and I am the customer, and you said you're going to get done by a certain time, and that's what I expect. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Sure.
Yeah. And so, Robert, I do have to ask you, you did see all this first, then go on a date and have a good date. Was that not enough to overcome kind of what you saw, or is it, you know what I mean? Like, I see another side of her, so you could kind of let it slide, or no?
You know, it just kept kind of creeping up in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
It was like a fear response.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know,
he's
probably he's probably putting himself in that position because, you know, eventually you will get in a fight with each other.
He sounds scared of you a little bit.
He is scared.
You know what I mean?
That's ridiculous. There's nothing to be scared of. And you could have just told me this when I reached out to you.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah,
she tried 3 weeks.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. 3 weeks is a long time.
He does not want to disagree.
Yeah. I don't want to. I don't want to be on the hook for that 3 weeks. I don't know what I owe you, but.
You know what?
Well, normally what we do here on Second Date Update, Robert, if you want to try it back out, if you think that maybe there could be something here, we'll offer to pay for your next date 100%. Wherever you go here in Madison, we'll take care of the bill, and you and Trish can try it again to see if you can get off on a better foot. It's totally up to you if you want to try it again, though.
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, well, look at that.
Oh, so, really?
Trish, are you down to try it again with Robert now that he kind of hears the story and knows that, you know, you're just, you know, you're an assertive lady?
I'm on the fence right now about it.
Now you don't.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, normally that never happens. Normally, you know, normally if they say yes, then you would just be like, yeah. So, but now that he said what he said, you don't know if you're down.
She's not down with it.
Well, the thing is I would like to because we had a good time, yes, but for me now it feels like, I mean, are you just weak?
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
She spots some weakness.
I'm backing away now.
Okay. See, now I don't like that. I'm changing my mind again.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah. Well, maybe it's just better. You know, maybe it's one of those things where opposites don't attract at this point.
Yeah. And that's fine with me.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, nobody likes being called weak. That's false.
Well, no, I'm not. I didn't call you that. I was just asking you a question because that's what comes to my mind now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling this relationship would have a lot of questions like that. So, yeah, I think I'm good.
You think I'm good? Okay. Right, well, sorry it didn't work out, but
good times.
At least you got some new windows, Trish.
Yeah.
Yep. And $100 off.
That's right, girl. That's right.